Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Well, hi, friends. Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life. Welcome to our program, and I appreciate you joining us. So today, tomorrow, and the next day, we're doing something a little bit different because I'm actually on the road. I'm actually traveling, and we're bringing you some pre-prepared segments, but you're going to love them. I know that because we've been talking for quite a while now, and I know you appreciate the messages that I'm bringing to America and that our pro-life movement is bringing. You know, back in 2010, our pastoral associate, Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., who still serves on our pastoral team at Priests for Life, we had an idea to bring to America the Freedom Rides once again. Now, the Freedom Rides, if you know the history of the Civil Rights Movement, were a particular moment, a particular event that helped to galvanize the Civil Rights Movement and to illustrate the struggle that was underway for the civil rights of African Americans. Well, Alveda and I said, you know, we're working today, and the civil rights movement of today is the pro-life movement, and we're working for the civil rights of the unborn. So let's have freedom rides for the unborn. So we organized two freedom rides in the South, and I want to play for you the speech that I gave at the inauguration of the Freedom Rides. Now, what you're going to see is a crowd in the arena in Birmingham, Alabama, where we gathered pro-life activists from around there and also from other parts of the nation. And we had a lot of African-American pro-life leaders together as well for that event and for the subsequent rides that we did and the rallies and press conferences that we held. The Freedom Ride theme of freedom for the unborn also touches on our American politics, and you'll hear me say some pretty strong words about that. But I wanted to share with you tonight, we'll say a prayer here first, but I wanted to share with you tonight that talk that I gave for the Freedom Rides, because it's still just as valid today in 2021 as it was in 2010, and you'll see why. So let's turn to the Lord, who is the author of our freedom. Lord, you are freedom itself. Your Spirit brings us freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, your word tells us there is freedom. Lord, we praise you as the author of freedom. We thank you for this gift. We thank you for America, which so embodies this gift. And we ask you, as Scripture warns us, that we might never use our freedom as a cloak for vice. Rather, let us use it as an instrument for good. Lord, in particular, we see how the concept of freedom is perverted in the advocacy that some make of abortion. It's a false freedom. It's actually a slavery. So, Lord, free us from the culture of death. Free us from the idea that freedom can never be used to destroy the innocent. May we ride for freedom. May we speak for freedom, when may we labor and sacrifice for freedom. For there, O God, we touch your face in the gift that you give us, life, freedom, salvation. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Well, friends, let me now bring you with me back into that Freedom Ride rally of 2010. In Birmingham, Alabama.
Let us welcome Father Frank Pavone. Brothers and sisters, we've come to Birmingham to take a ride. Tomorrow we ride in the nation's first pro-life freedom rides for the unborn, the first of many that will crisscross the nation. And why do we ride? tomorrow. Tomorrow we ride. Because God once addressed a word to Moses. And he said to Moses, I know the suffering of my people. Their cries have reached my ears. And I'm not going to sit still. I'm going to move. And I'm going to move through you. Go to Pharaoh and tell him to set my people free. Because they're my people, not his. They're not his to own. They're not his to oppress. They're not his to declare their value. They're my people. God called Moses. He calls us because he's heard the cries of his people who are being oppressed. He knows the pain of the unborn, and that's why tomorrow we ride. Tomorrow, we, gathered from various parts of this nation, will ride in a bus and in a caravan that represent a movement. We will ride, we will move from this city to Atlanta because we are part of a movement which is moving to a particular destination. And that destination is clear: equal protection for our youngest brothers and sisters. Nothing less. Tomorrow we ride because we follow one who picked up that scroll from the prophet Isaiah and said, I have come to proclaim freedom for the captives. His name, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the author of peace, he who is our justice. He said, I've come for freedom. I've come for life. And it is in him that we gather tonight. And it is in him and in his name and by his power that tomorrow we ride for freedom. Tomorrow we ride because we are citizens of the United States of America. We ride tomorrow because we are inspired by those who, together with Martin Luther King and A.D. King and so many others, also gathered one day and proclaimed on the National Mall in Washington that they had come to cash a check. Somehow, a check had come back marked insufficient funds. That somehow the vaults of freedom and justice and equality and promise and opportunity in America, somehow they were led to believe those vaults had run dry. And they said, no, we will not believe that. We have come here to insist that our conviction that those vaults are still full of freedom, full of opportunity, full of justice, equality in life, we demand that this check be cashed now. And tonight, we are gathered in Birmingham, Alabama, and we will ride tomorrow because the vaults of America for life, for freedom, for justice are still full of opportunity, and they are full of opportunity for our unborn brothers and sisters, and we refuse to let that check read insufficient funds. We want it cashed for our unborn brothers and sisters now. Tomorrow, then, we will ride. Because it is not possible to imagine that a movement a movement of equality, of nonviolence, principles that have inspired many movements for human dignity. It is impossible to imagine that those principles somehow do not come into effect when we're living in a society where, as Dr. Martin Haskell described it, the skulls of our unborn brothers and sisters are being taken out in fragments rather than as a unified piece. That as he and other abortionists have described, the hands and the arms and the legs are being torn off the bodies of our unborn brothers and sisters, that their heads are being crushed. It is impossible to believe that the principles of equality and justice and human dignity for which so many others fought and were imprisoned and were beat and were killed should not inspire us to rise up with the same determination today and rise for justice and nonviolence against the unborn. And that's why tomorrow we will ride. We will ride because we are a movement that reaches out to those who are oppressed. Not only those oppressed because their lives count for nothing before the law, not only those oppressed because their bodies are torn apart thousands of times a day in this country, including in this very city at a place where we will pray tomorrow morning, but also because their parents are oppressed.
That's right.
Tomorrow we will ride to proclaim liberty, to declare freedom for those who are oppressed by the despair of thinking they have no choice but to abort their child. Tomorrow we will ride because we have a message for them. We have a message for America. For no woman anywhere in this country should it ever enter her mind that she has no choice but to abort her child. And if she does think that way, we rise up and we ride tomorrow and we say to her, you come to us. We will help you. Tomorrow we ride because abortion in this nation is not a matter of freedom of choice. It's a matter of people who feel they have no freedom and no choice. And we ride because we are the ones providing them those choices through the pregnancy resource centers that exist from coast to coast, through the churches who are the body of Christ, when they stand up, not to point fingers of condemnation, but to extend hands of mercy and hope and strength to lift them up from despair. Tomorrow we ride to proclaim freedom for those who suffer tonight because of a past abortion. We proclaim freedom for them. We proclaim that we who oppose abortion, we who reject abortion, do not reject those who have had abortions. We embrace them with mercy and love. And we rise up and we ride to proclaim to such people across this great nation that it's time for them to rise up. They don't have to be in some dark corner with their face to the ground, unwilling to raise their eyes to heaven because of the guilt and the shame. We say, no, there is a light that shines on you now. It's the light of the risen Christ who frees you from your sins. There is freedom, there is forgiveness, there is redemption. You don't need to be buried under those sins. That's why we ride tomorrow. There is freedom for those who have even taken part in this unspeakable sin. The mothers, the fathers, the grandparents,
that's right,
the friends, who fail to intervene, the abortionists who are still locked in chambers of confusion and dehumanization of their very own souls. So many of our brothers and sisters need to be set free. Brothers and sisters, this is a movement that has no enemies except those who want to make themselves our enemies. But we look at all people, no matter what side of this issue they're on or how confused about it they may be. This is a movement that looks at all people as our brothers and sisters, equal in dignity, and people who deserve to be free. Free! We ride tomorrow because this movement goes to the very core of who we are as Americans, as Christians, as human beings. We ride because, yes, it is our business when somebody else decides to abort their child. It's our business anytime anybody's life is in danger, anytime anybody is oppressed. Yes, it's our business. Right. That child is our business. It's not just somebody else's child, somebody else's choice, somebody else's problem. That's our brother, our sister, and that's why we ride. We ride, brothers and sisters, because this is a movement that transcends religious denominations. This is a movement that transcends ethnic boundaries. It transcends political affiliations. This movement of the Freedom Rides across America is not a Republican movement. It is not a Democratic movement. It is a human rights movement. This is a movement that furthermore declares and proclaims freedom for the church, freedom in the hearts of the pastors, freedom from fear of standing up in the pulpit and proclaiming that sin is sin and justice is justice and life is life. And we ride because we belong to a movement tonight that proclaims to those who hold or who seek political office that there is a boundary to their authority. We are a movement of freedom, and we have freedom because those who are public officials do not lord or dominate us. They serve us. And if a public servant cannot tell the difference between serving the public and killing the public, they do not belong in public office. And this is why we ride for freedom tomorrow, because we must cast off the yoke of political oppression. We must cast off the yoke of unjust laws, of policies handed down from the Supreme Court that do not have the authority of the paper they're written on, because they disrespect human dignity, violate human life, transgress the demands of justice without regard, brothers and sisters, again, without regard for political loyalties or political affiliations. This is a human rights movement, and we're here to declare that the first, most fundamental obligation of government is the protection of human life. That's why we're up. And let me tell you one more reason why we ride tomorrow. I saw new heavens and a new earth. I saw the heavenly Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. Beautiful as a bride adorned to meet her husband. I saw that place where seated upon the throne is the God who calls us his people, who will write his name on our foreheads. We are riding tomorrow as a symbol that we are riding to that day, as the book of Revelation tells us, when we will be gathered around that throne, when we will sit upon that throne, and on that day death will be no more. There will be no more crying out, no more pain, for the former things have passed away. We are riding tomorrow to proclaim a new world, a new hope, a new culture of life, where God is first, where life is respected, where all are equal, and we run to that day when we will see him face to face, and we will be with him and with one another forever. And the scriptures conclude by saying, yes, come, Lord Jesus. And he answers us and he says, yes, I am coming soon. And that is why we are the people of life, the people of freedom. And that is why tomorrow we ride.
Well, friends, thank you for watching that. Please do share that, and I hope you were inspired by that. We've got another election coming up, and we're going to be talking a lot about the midterm elections. We're going to win back for freedom and for the unborn, the House of Representatives and the Senate in 2022. We must do that. This is crucial and critical, and we got to galvanize the troops, not next year. Next year is not that far away anyway. It's a few months. But now is the time. So I know you're with us on this, and we're going to be talking about a lot what we can do. ProLifeVote.com. ProLifeVote.com is where our main election website is. Go there, bookmark it, see the updates, and that will help you and inspire you. And friends, let's work together. We have a lot to do. And we want to do it together with you. And let's pray now the prayer that Jesus himself gave us as we deal with these important moments in our history. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen. Well, thanks, friends, for joining me. And again, do spread these videos. And please connect with me on social media at Fr. Frank Pavone, as you see on the screen. Connect with Right Side Broadcasting at RSB Network. And connect with this program. We will look forward to speaking with you each night, as you are able to join us. Spread the word, and God bless you all. Talk to you soon.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.